From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This weekend, the National Weather Service issued a heat advisory as temperatures neared 107 degrees here in our area. And in fact, it is inching up to 100 degrees as we speak live on the air right now. And though it looks like we will get a break from those triple digits, at least starting tomorrow, it is still going to be hot outside, which means people will need to take extra care when they're out in the sun, especially when you're out working in the outdoors. High temperatures can put you at risk of certain illnesses and injuries, which unfortunately can be fatal. So it is important to know how to take care of yourself. So joining us today to give us some tips about this and what to watch for and how to stay safe is David Kearns. He is the Area Director of the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration in Idaho. David, I want to welcome you to the program.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
So, David, how dangerous is it really to be working outside in this kind of heat?
It's extraordinarily dangerous, not just outside, but also inside as well, too. We do focus a lot on the outside workers, some of them that are most specific, you know, your typical agriculture or construction jobs. But, you know, harm from heat illness is just one thing, and you mentioned that, and we can certainly talk more about it. But as you also kind of alluded to, there's a lot of other safety-related issues that are compounded by, you know, the physiological effects of heat, such as physical and mental fatigue, elevated heart rate, dehydration. That all plays a role. And in some of the tragedies we've investigated in the last few years, some were heat illness-related, you know, direct signs of heat illness. Others were really related to the fatigue aspect of it and played a role in those terrible life-ending tragedies.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think too, sometimes we talk only about that, you know, those big heat related, injuries, right? But what about like signs and things you should be noticing? And I ask that because I've noticed just when my kids have gone outside in this heat and they've been, you know, playing on the trampoline, jumping around, my youngest has come in the last 2 days in a row and been like, my tummy kind of hurts. And I'm like, I think it's because it's the heat. Now he's 11 and what do I know? But I mean, is that something people should be looking for? It's kind of like, I mean, heat can kind of make you feel nauseated sometimes.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of side effects that can play a role right here. And, you know, I've got a young kid as well, too, and sometimes getting him to pay attention and to make sure that he's hydrating and eating the right foods as well, too, to get his electrolytes back when he's outdoors is a big deal. And the same thing, you know, rolls over to the workplace as well, too. You know, obviously, you know, hydration is key. And if you're sweating a lot, electrolytes as well, too. But, you know, there's a lot of signs and symptoms you're going to start to notice. It has to do with your body kind of trying to shed off some of that heat, because as humans, we do best within just a kind of a narrow range of, you know, ideal body temperatures. And when you start cooking and getting hotter, you will start to feel a little weak, a little lightheaded, some fatigue, your heart rate will come up. And generally, by the time you start feeling thirsty, it's usually too late.
So what can employers do to make sure that their workers stay safe, in particular, if they're outside in these jobs that you mentioned?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to promote the OSHA and CDC, Centers for Disease Control, their agency, our sister agency, NIOSH, kind of the research arm, put together a heat illness app, our heat index app. It's a great, easy download. You can find it on our webpage or just through your smartphone. And what this does is it actually will tell you what it has a link for signs and symptoms. It kind of tells you what the temperature is and the heat index, combining a little bit of humidity as well, too. And these are really useful for employers and employees to see, you know, we're getting up there, and it doesn't have to be triple digits. You know, 80 degree temperatures, if you're working hard, if you haven't been acclimatized, if you're wearing certain clothing, you're in direct sunlight, or we know our sun's hot air, or working in humid environments. So these are, you can use this app to get a lot of information on how to protect yourself, when you need to, what some of the signs and symptoms are. But to get back to your question, you know, what employers can do, the first thing I'm going to say is take it seriously and be a leader. A lot of employers will say, "Yeah, you know, I tell these guys to drink water and be safe, and you know, I just trust they're going to do it on their own." But human nature is, and this is what we see a lot, is, you know, most workers, they want to be the tough one. They don't want to squeak. They don't want to be seen to take too many breaks. And a lot of the times they're going to try to push through it. And then what can happen is you can go really quickly from being kind of fatigued and kind of feeling punky to really quickly having very serious heat exhaustion or heat stroke, which is, it's a medical emergency. So take it seriously and be a leader. Know the hazards, the signs and the symptoms and the steps to address heat. You know, water, rest, and shade is a big one, but make sure that the workers know it well. Plenty of cool water is a legal requirement. You can't just have, you know, bottles of hot water laying around. They need to have plenty of cool water. And then make the employees take the rest, hydrate. And then here's another big one, and I really want to drive the point home on this one, and it's kind of a $5 word, and that's acclimatization. So many of the tragedies that we deal with are with people that have not had time for their body to actually build up the ability to handle heat, you know, increased sweat production. It can lower their heart rate. And so this, you know, if somebody's been, working in a cool environment, sitting in an air conditioned office like I am, and haven't been getting out for at least 2 hours a day in this heat to start to build up slowly to it, that can be a major issue too. So employers really need to give workers time to acclimatize.
And Dave, I want to thank you so much for all of that information. That was Dave Kearns, OSHA's area director, about the dangers of working in the heat and what you can do to stay safe.